I've just had to walk away from a company that was generating $265,000 a month.
Welcome to The Daily Path. Every single day, I'll be sharing the raw truths about my lessons, insights, as well as my mistakes, and what it takes to build a $1 million movement. Each episode will deep dive into the unfiltered world of marketing, sales, leadership, and the crazy shit that happens inside of my mind as I navigate my way through the chaos and step outside of my comfort zone. So take notes, strap in, and subscribe.
Hey team, Dan Suckling here, coming at you from my beautiful home in Bali. And inside of today's video, I want to talk about how I sold a company last year and actually got scammed out of a $1 million acquisition deal. I am not making this up. This is not clickbait. This actually happened. And this is the first time I've gone public about this because I've been keeping it under wraps. There have been, you know, lawsuits and all sorts of things going on in the background. But I feel like I can finally go public about this because the only other option is to spend $150,000 to take this guy to litigation. And it's not something that I want to pour any, you know, negative time or energy into, okay? So for those of you who don't know, I had a company a couple of years ago called Cash Clock Academy. We were basically helping online fitness coaches scale their business using systems, paid ads, and automations. And we basically had a done-for-you model where we build out the funnels, the email sequences, the automations, write the ad copy, launch the ads. It was a super great offer. We had a lot of clients on board, and we scaled up that company to about $265,000 a month. And so in the meantime, I had hired another mentor to potentially bolt on a low-ticket subscription offer onto our main high-ticket offer. And inside of that process, I was entertaining the idea of, hey, what would it look like if I just went straight down the low-ticket subscription route and potentially sold the high-ticket company, right? So after a few conversations and a couple of months of going back and forth with my mentor, we had, you know, made a few introductions into a few potential buyers, and then one thing led to another. And then eventually, you know, I had an offer on the company for $950,000. And so basically I sold the company, and from that point, things started to go sour. You know, we structured it on like a monthly payment plan with balloon payments in between to make up the 950 over a 2-year period. And what began to happen is after the second month, the payments to my account stopped. You know, I had received about $20,000, and after that, everything went quiet. And so basically what the new owner did is he switched off the ad campaign that was responsible for about 95% of the company's revenue, and he tried to launch some, you know, cold outreach strategy through LinkedIn. Well, that strategy bombed, and what happened was the revenue was starting to go backwards, and the team did not get paid out from the revenue that the company was generating, if anything. And so the team members started to leave one by one. And as a result of the team members leaving one by one, the clients weren't being supported, and, you know, all of a sudden, there's a massive comment war inside of the Slack channel saying, hey, where are the team members? Where's the support? And basically, the new owner's just gone quiet in the background, nowhere to be seen and nowhere to be heard. And so I was basically fighting this case for a couple of months, going through lawyers, you know, just pouring money and money and money into lawyer fees, and, you know, constant, like, ignoring from the demand letters. And so the lawyers said to me, you know, the only way to overcome this or take things further is to pay $150,000 to $200,000 and take this guy to court through litigation. That's something that I did not want to do. I didn't want to pour any more time and energy into that. And so basically, I've just had to walk away from a company that was generating $265,000 a month on a $1 million acquisition deal and basically be left with nothing. And to be completely honest, like, when it first initially happened, I was quite devastated, not just for myself, I was devastated for my clients. I'd built such a great connection with them, and I told my clients that the new owner that was coming on board was somebody that was looking to innovate inside of the company, was looking to further drive client results, and who actually gave a shit, because that's the impression that I got on this new owner before he came in. And I was completely wrong, and it was a massive mistake on my part. And you know, I messaged a lot of clients inside of Cash Clock Academy, telling them what happened and apologizing, saying, hey, this is something that, like, I didn't even realize, you know. A lot of the clients inside of that high-ticket mastermind had thought that I had just thrown in some average Joe and basically ran off with the money, and little did they know that I actually didn't get any money at all. And so I really feel bad for the clients. I feel bad for the team members who lost their jobs from not getting paid. And obviously I used to feel bad for myself for not getting paid out, but I've just taken it on as a lesson now to know what not to do, to be more diligent in terms of a new buyer when I sell a company in the future, if that does ever happen. And just a message to you guys as well that, you know, if you go to sell a company in the future, make sure you do your due diligence, make sure that you find the right person who actually gives a shit about the clients, and make sure that you're keeping tabs on them very closely, because, you know, when you exit a company, you're exiting, you're basically parting from a baby, right? And a baby that means a lot to you. So if you're gonna part with a company, make sure that you've built a really good relationship with that new potential owner. Otherwise, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So huge lesson on my end. I'm just focused now on building six-figure FitPro University on a lower ticket subscription with my clients who are actually getting great results as well. And I've got no plans of selling that company in the future. I just want to continue to build a great relationship, drive client results, and change more lives.